TV subscriber says, is there any way for me as a WCHA TV subscriber to file a formal request for an investigation of the person or persons responsible for officiating the two Michigan Tech Alaska Anchorage games on Friday and Saturday night, saying that they feel that there is an apparent misconduct of the officials? I don't know how much you want to comment on that. Gary did a little bit earlier.
I did not.
You did not, no. I don't know if you want to mention anything at all, Coach.
Well, it's frustrating. I mean, I was disappointed in the last couple calls in Friday's game when, you know, the game's on the line. I will say this. Our last three series playing Notre Dame, playing at the GLI, and even our Bowling Green series, I thought the referee was outstanding. No issues, no complaints. Referees don't get involved in the game. What you're trying to do is, I guess if you notice the refereeing, then they're too involved in the game. And, mm-hmm. and definitely they were a factor on Friday night in a critical situation where points are very valuable. And then, obviously, on Saturday, it was they lost control of the game and no feel, and that's where players get frustrated and things start to happen. So, if you want to make the complaint, I would just you can go online to the WCHA and file it with Bill Robertson, the commissioner, and tell him how you feel. And I think that every fan's right. We're playing this game for the people, the fans. We're in the entertainment business, and you know, we want to try and put on a good show at Michigan Tech. We want to play a certain brand of hockey, and we've been able to do that the last few weeks. I got this weekend, we weren't allowed to do that or to entertain the fans or play the kind of game that we want to play. And part of that is your opponent, but some of that was the officiating, no doubt about it. So I'll just leave it at that. And like I said, Bill Robertson or Greg Shepherd would be good people to contact if you have an issue.
All right, Coach, thanks. Next question. They are asking why the ice is not resurfaced after regulation on before the overtime.
Yeah, that's just an NCAA rule that we have, and also a league rule that, you know, I think it's mainly for travel purposes and to get people out of the building too quickly. You know, I mean, we don't want to keep people there 3-4 hours at the game. So I think that's it. We feel a 5-minute overtime is fine to have the ice, but now when you go to a 5-minute 3-on-3, that might become an issue. So that might be something that we look at in the future to see if they actually should resurface at any point or try to scale down the 5-on-5 and the 3-on-3, how long we play that.
How much of the struggle is mental in a weekend like this past one, Coach, and what can the coaches do to help?
Oh, well, we always talk about games 90% mental and 10% physical. I think it's a lot. I mean, there's a lot going on. I mean, these young men have a lot on their plate, especially, like I said, the first week back in school and having to get into that. But also, it's human nature. You're going to have a blip here or there during the season. Every team goes through it. And, I hope this was our little blip and it's done and over with. And mentally, we were not focused enough. And as coaches, we got to do a better job to create an angle or make sure our team is ready to play. And I don't think we change a whole lot from week to week. We try to make sure we're ready to go. But, and the other team has something to say about that, too. You know, it's a grinding style that they play. It's not going to be up and down like the last few weeks we've played against good teams who want to skate, try and beat you offensively. This is a team that definitely came in and is going to play defense first and not going to give you a lot of outline rushes. So you're going to have to get the puck deep and grind it out and then try and find a way to get the puck to the net. So, but your power play can help you there, too. If you can score some goals on your power play, it opens up that game and you can be able to skate.
Here's one that Coach Gary Shuchuk can maybe take first. We have a 7-point lead on Minnesota State and Bowling Green. And do you still think we can win the Cup and at worst stay in second place?
Well, I think so. I think Bemidji's, I think might falter a little bit down the road. You know, we just got to take care of our own business. I think that the teams we have lined up and the home games we have, if we play like we can, like Coach said, and get on the same page and get a power play going, we'll be fine.
And, Coach, another add-on to that question from the same listener. How healthy will the team be coming into this weekend?
Well, we'll be without maybe, if you put the three guys that we'll be missing, maybe one of the top lines in the WCHA. You know, Brent Balsas, Dylan Stammen, and Joel Esperance are out. And, you know, you put that line on, you put that line on any team, it might be their top line. So, but, you know, we've had injuries all year. We were without Matty Roy on Saturday night. We were without Mitch Rinke at Notre Dame, found a way to win. So, this is testing the resolve and the depth of our team. And I think it's not what you want, but it's the cards we've been dealt, and we have to play that hand. And we like our team. We absolutely have a chance to finish first in this league. It's in our hands, and that's the way you want it. And with the players we have and the attitude and the character we have in that locker room, I feel very confident that we'll make a good push for the league championship. There's no doubt about that.
I know you don't like this this term, but somebody's calling in and saying or emailing in, how do you prepare after two ties that you seem to need wins from? How do you prepare for this weekend, which seems like must wins for the Huskies as far as going after the McNaughton Cup?
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think we'll have to say a lot about our opponent this week. I think our team will be dialed in, and we know what happened earlier in the year, but we also know the co-champion from last year coming. They're a good hockey team. You know, they're up there in the standings. There's a lot at stake. So I don't think we'll have to say a lot this week. I think, you know, they're always disappointed, but Dirk, I talk about this all the time. You can't roll back and change anything that's happened. All we can do is focus on the future, and that's where our focus will be this week. Making sure we're ready to play Friday night, with whomever's available to us, and put the best lineup for Michigan Tech on the ice and be ready to go. I know our coaching staff will have our team prepared, and I know our players are looking forward to this weekend.
All right, next one. I think this one for Gary, and I know part of the answer already. With our inability to score over the last few games, especially with the man advantage, why does Sturros or Neville not get a look on the man advantage? Well, Sturros has been on the power play.
Coach put him on. You know, once again, you don't want to burn guys out too much. You know, all of a sudden, if you put Reed out on the power play, and he kills penalty, he's out the first time. He's the first group out in the penalty killer. Basically, he's going out of a two-minute penalty kill. I bet you he's going to be out there a minute 30. And, you know, you just don't want to burn him out. You want to make sure he's fresh. And, you know, we had other guys out there for the power play. You don't want to get guys tired. You know, we might have to use them, you know, moving forward. But right now I think Coach Mel has been doing a great job balancing the lineup.
Very good. Coach, anything to add there?
No, I think Gary touched on that very well.
All right, next question is why was Reed Sturros's jersey, did it have an A on it? And, of course, you explained that in detail after the game, Coach, but if you want to...
Yeah. Well, you know, Brent Baltus had been wearing an A for us because of Brent's situation and likely being ruled out for the year. You know, we had a slot available, and more importantly, I think, is just Reed Sturros' emergence as a total team player and a leader on our team. He's a He, you know, commands a lot of respect from the players in the locker room. The way he carries himself off the ice, the way he carries himself on the ice, he is, you know, one of our hardest workers. The guy shows up every game, does not take a game or a period off. And, you know, and he's very, very popular in the room. I wish you could have seen the reaction when we told Reed at Saturday morning meeting that, you know, we thought as coaches that, you know, he would be a great addition to our leadership crew. Not that he wasn't, but this really brings an end to that. And it was an easy choice, and we're very happy and proud to do that. And Reed's earned that. He's earned that, and I think he'll be a valuable member, like I said, of that leadership group going forward. And not that he needed an A on his jersey, but I think from us as a team and staff, it was just a reward for everything that he's done for this program. Not only this year, but over his 4 years.
We only got a couple seconds. Gary, quick question for you. In your year and a half that you've been up here, do you like it, and how does it compare to Madison?
Oh, I love it. I love being around, working with Mel and Joe. They've been great, and the rest of the staff, and the players. It's been amazing. I mean, again, and living up here, the people are so friendly. So, you know, between Madison and here, it's a different, it's a hockey community. You know, down in Madison, it's football, basketball, and hockey. Here, it's hockey. So it's that way, it's different. But it's been great, and I love it.
Big promotions this weekend. Don't forget the chance to win a pickup from Keweenaw Chevrolet. Get to the game on Friday night for that. It is youth hockey night on Saturday night, and skate with the Huskies on Saturday night. Guys, we are out of time. Coach, thank